Let's see. Actually turn myself up so I can hear. Sorry about the quality. I am still trying to troubleshoot issues with my board. And I've got plenty of them. So, let's get going. After I pull up VLC, yeah, I'm not prepared. I usually am, but you know, hey, it works. Yeah, the reason I'm late is because my Mac decided to install updates. And I don't like when my Mac installs updates. That's just not nice. You know, that's just not cool. Okay, if you want to contact me. Oops. The show Twitter is TCJWB. Okay, there we go. The station Twitter is TFFP Radio, and my personal Twitter is M as in Mike, ARRIE1. Alrighty now, let me actually turn this up so that I can actually do this. And there's my gate. I like my gate. Okay, let's go. Yeah, because it's a little noisy in here. I have a what is it called? The air conditioner thingy on. So yeah, there that's what's going on. Okay, let's go. We're gonna be starting. Hey, whoa, hello, voiceover. We're gonna be starting with some Renaissance pieces. And I can't remember who it's by, and I can't pronounce the composer, but you know, they all start to sound the same after a while. They really do. So, let's hear these three Renaissance pieces. That's really short, I promise. And I'll be right back. I'm hoping that this is actually going to work. I have some stuff to take care of during this. So I'll be back. You know, I think it would help if I actually adjusted my EQ settings. That just sounded horrible. But you know, the show must go on. Oh. All right, that looks good. And oop. That doesn't look. Okay, there we go. That looks better. Let's try that again, shall we? Yeah. Oops. Oh boy. Oh, come on. Just shut me off. There we go.
Peccatis nostris, sa.
And that was some sort of Renaissance and sort of modern stuff as well. We heard. It was Nuno, I think, is the choir's name, and we heard Oh Boy. Media Vida, I think it's how you say it. And then Mary's breastplate, invocation, and Sanctus. Oh, wait a minute. Did we even... Oops! the next track we're going to hear is Sanctus, and I'll be back. And that was the Sanctus by, I think the choir is Inuna, or maybe that's the artist. I'm just snacking, you know, I have to, because, well, I love popcorn, it's good stuff. All right, if you want to get a hold of me, the show Twitter is TCJWB. My Twitter is M as in Mike, A-R-R-I-E-1. And the show Twitter... No, the station Twitter, rather, is TFFP Radio. No odd things of that nature. Maybe I shouldn't be snacking. Okay, up next we're gonna hear one of my favorite violinists, Jenny Oakes Baker. And we're gonna hear more of her tracks eventually. But not now. So we're gonna be hearing, Where Love Is, Nocturne, The Swan. And then we're gonna switch to Ludwig von Beethoven, and then the other piece that I have playing, which is Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. But we'll get there. All right, let's hear Jenny Oakes Baker, starting with Where Love Is. You're listening to TCJWB on TFFP Radio, and I am your host, the snacking today, the snacking DJ SA.
Thank you.
Okay, and that was a beautiful piece called The Swan. And then we heard a nocturne, and then we heard Where Love Is, all played by Jenny Oakes Baker on the violin. one of my favorite violinists, excuse me, hang on a minute. Okay, I feel better. Okay, I hope I'm not getting sick. All right, let us now hear a piano concerto by Ludwig van Beethoven. This is piano concerto number 4 by Ludwig van Beethoven, and this is just various artists who are playing all of Beethoven's works, so... very good CD collection. I urge you to go to Amazon, get it if you can find it. And let's hear this piano concerto, and I'll be back to announce what is coming up. To contact me, to contact me, use the station Twitter. Well, don't use the station Twitter. Use my show Twitter, TCJWB. Follow TFFP Radio for station announcements and links, mainly by me. Follow... M as in Mike, ARRIE1, for the show. No, for my personal Twitter. Oh my gosh, wake up. Wake up, wake up, and wake up. So, and I just hit the wrong channel. Yes, I did. Oops. I was supposed to hit this one. So, hey. Okay. Oh, that's why. Anyway, I'll play with that later. And take care. Not take care. See you in about an hour. In about a few minutes, we're going to be hearing the Beethoven Piano Concerto. Number 4. And I love all of Beethoven's stuff. I really do. Beethoven is one of the most amazing classical... composers. He, I think, influenced the romantic composers, because romantic composers wanted everything huge. Beethoven did just that. You know, he did just that. So let's find out why on TFFP Radio. You're listening to TCJWB, and I am your host, DJ SA. I am a very tired DJ SA, but still. Oops. Oh, wait a minute. Oh. There's the thing. There we go.
Thank you.
You know, I think it would actually help if I unmuted my mic. All right, that was the Beethoven Piano Concerto number 4 in G. Well, at least it sounded like it was G on the last movement. I really wasn't paying attention. Okay, let us go into the land of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. One of my favorite musicals, actually. I had a chance to sing in it. No, you're not going to hear this one. I had a chance to sing in this, in a Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat musical. And, it was, oh, excuse me. It was pretty cool. You know what? I think I'm going to hide behind a glass of water. Give me a minute. Okay. That was good. Okay, let us, yeah, Joseph and Technicolor Dreamcoat by Andrew Lloyd Webber. This, I believe, was created to match some very strange rhythms, not strange, different rhythms, including the 1920s ragtime, which is really hard to explain. Look up Scott Joplin. I don't have any, otherwise I'd play some, but look up Scott Joplin. And see what you think. So let us hear part one of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Before after he gets well up to where he gets driven off to Egypt. This is the story, actually, in Andrew Lloyd Webber's making, if you will. This is the story of Joseph in Egypt, the Bible story. How Joseph got sold to slavery, ended up saving Egypt from a famine. So, and the land of Canaan too. So let's listen to part one, and I'll be back on TFFP Radio to contact me. Follow TFFP Radio for station info and news. Follow TCJWB for the show Twitter, and you can ask questions and get a hold of me there, or you can get a hold of me privately at MARRIE1 as well. You can get a hold of me there. Feedback is more than welcome.
Be you. closed my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was flash of light, my golden coat grew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness. I was left alone. May I return to the beginning? The light is dimming, and the dream is too. And
my joy because he reminded me of her.
Through young Joseph, Jacob lifted his youth again, loved him, praised him, gave him all he could, but then it made the rest feel second best, and even if they were.
Being told we're also rants does not make us Joseph fans.
But where they have really missed the boat is
we're great guys, but no one seems to know.
To make it clear that Joseph was the special one, so Jacob bought his son a coat, a multicolored coat to wear.
Joseph's coat was elegant to cut, the tasteful style was the ultimate in good design. This is why it was the eye a king would stop and stare.
And when Joseph tried it on, he knew his sheepskin days were gone. Such a dazzling coat of many colors, how he loved his coat of many colors. In a class above the rest, it even went well with his vest. Such a stunning coat of many colors, how he loved his coat of many colors. It was red and yellow and green and brown and
government, a ministry or two.
The dreams of our dear brother are the decades big and strong. His talk of stars and golden sheaves is just a load of corn. Not only is he tactless, but
the dreamer,
dreamer,
the dreamer,
dreamer,
the dreamer,
dreamer,
the dreamer,
dreamer,
the dreamer, 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 dreamer,
dreamer has to go.
Crime.
Let us grab him now, do it in while we got the time.
This they did and made the most of it. Tore his coat and flung him in a pit.
Let us leave him here, all alone and about to die.
When some Ishmaelite, a hairy crew, came riding by. Brothers change their plan.
We need cash, let's sell him if we can.
Poor, poor Joseph, what you gonna do? Things look bad for you, hey, what you gonna do? Poor, poor Joseph, what you gonna do? Things look bad for you, hey, what you gonna do?
Could you use a slave, you hairy bunch of Ishmaelites?
Deal was done. Silver coins for Jacob's favorite son. Then the Ishmaelites galloped off with a slave in tow, off to Egypt where Joseph was not keen to go. It wouldn't be a picnic, he could tell.
And I don't speak Egyptian very well.
Joseph's brothers tore his precious multicolored coat. Having ripped it off, they next attacked a passing goat. Soon the wretched creature was no more. They dipped his coat in blood and guts and gore. Oh, now, brothers, how low can you stoop? You make a sordid group. Hey, how low can you stoop? Poor, poor Joseph, sold to be a slave.
Feel no sorrow, do not grieve.
He would not want you to.
There's one more angel in heaven. There's one more star in the sky. Joseph will never forget you. It's tough, but we're gonna get by. There's one less place at our table.
That you stood for.
Like truth and lies never die. When I think of his last great battle, a lump comes to my throat. It takes a man who knows no fear to wrestle with a goat. His blood-stained coat is tribute to his final. His body may be past its peak, but his soul's in paradise.
What?
So long, little Joe.
There's one less place at our table. There's one more tear in my eye.
But Joseph, the things that you stood for,
right, truth and lie never die.
Heart is made with pride and courage.
Let no tear be shed.
If he had not laid down his life, we all would now be dead.
Yes, they would be. Except they just told a flat-out lie to their dad. And, you know, we all know that lying is not good. So, to contact me, use Twitter. Well, only use Twitter for now. TCJWB, you can follow that and reply to me. You can follow TFFP Radio for show, for station announcements and news. And you can also contact me at my personal Twitter, MARIE1. Let's continue with Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, Part 2, on TFFP Radio.
Joseph was taken to Egypt in chains and sold, where he was bought by a captain named Potiphar. Potiphar had made a huge pile, owned a large percentage of the Nile. It
meant that I could really live in style.
And he did.
Oh, I did.
Joseph was an unimportant slave who found he liked his master, consequently worked much harder.
My wife would never toe the line.
It's all there in chapter 39 of jealousy.
Don't believe everything you read, dear.
She was beautiful, but evil. Saw a lot of men against his will. He would have to tell her that she still was his.
You're mine.
Joseph's looks and handsome figure had attracted her attention. Every morning she would beckon,
"Come and lie with me, love."
Joseph wanted to resist until one day she proved too eager. Joseph cried in vain,
"Please stop, I don't believe in free love."
Pity. Heard a mighty rumpus clattering above him. Suddenly he knew his
The things you have done are beyond the pale.
Instead of my name, forget all about me and let me decay. I do not matter, I'm only one person. Destroy me completely, then throw me away. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answer's life far from this world. Close every door to me. Keep those.
Have been brought.
Joseph's luck was really out, his spirit and his fortune low. Alone he sat, alone he thought of happy times he used to know.
Hey, dreamer, don't be so upset. Hey, Joseph, you're not beaten yet.
Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday. Don't give up, Joseph, fight till you drop. We've read the book, and you come out on top.
Now into Joseph's prison cell were flung two very frightened men.
We don't think that we will ever see the light of day again. Hey, Joseph, help us if you can. We've had dreams that we don't understand.
Both men were servants of Pharaoh the king, both in the doghouse were doing their thing.
One was a baker, a cook in his prime. One was a butler, the Jeeves of his time.
Tell me of your dreams, my friends, and I will tell you what they show. Though I cannot guarantee to get it right, I'll have a go.
First the butler trembling took the floor. Nervously he spoke of what he saw.
There I was standing in front of a vine. I picked some grapes and I crushed them to wine. I gave them to Pharaoh, who drank from my cup. I tried to interpret, but I had to give up.
Will soon be free, my friend, so do not worry anymore. The king will let you out of here. You'll buttle as you did before.
Next the baker rose to tell his dream, hoping it would have a similar theme.
There I was standing with baskets of bread. High in the sky I saw birds overhead, who flew to my baskets and ate every slice. Now give me the message, like his would be nice.
Sad to say, your dream is not the kind of dream I'd like to get. Pharaoh has it in for you, your execution date is set. Don't rely on all I said I saw. It's just that I have not been wrong before.
Go, go, jump. Go, go, jump. Go, go, jump. Go, go, jump. Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday.
aims and purposes. He was Egypt with a capital E. Whatever he did, he was showered with praise. If he cracked a joke, then you chortled for days. No one had rights or a vote but the king. In fact, you might say he was fairly right-wing. When Pharaoh's around, then you get down on the ground. If you ever find yourself near Ramesses, get down on your knees.
A Pharaoh story, a Pharaoh story, a Pharaoh story, a Pharaoh story.
Down at the other end of the scale, Joseph is still doing time in jail. For even though he is in with the guards, a lifetime in prison seems quite on the cards. But if my analysis of a position is right, at the end of the tunnel there's a glimmer of light. For all of a sudden indescribable things have shattered the sleep of both peasants and kings. Strange as it seems, there's been a run of crazy dreams, and a man who can interpret could go far, could become a star.
Oh yeah, and right
behind me is fine. He'll be animal game. Seven other cows, skinny and vile. Oh, yeah. Well, the thing has ate the bad guys, which I thought would do them good. But it didn't make a batter like I thought a monster supper should. Well, the thing that was in his head ever, 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 ever been. This dream has got me baffled. Hey, Joseph, what does it mean? Well, you know that kings ain't stupid, but I don't have a clue. So don't be cruel, Joel. Help me now, I beg of you. Well, I was standing doing nothing in a field out of town when I saw seven beautiful ears of corn. Oh, yeah. They were ripe, they were golden, and you guessed it right behind them. There were seven other ears, tatted and torn. Oh, yeah. Well, the bad gone ain't the good gone. Yeah, they came up from behind. Yes, they did. But Joseph, here's the punchline, and it's really gonna blow your mind, baby. If you live. Well, the bad gone was as bad as it had ever, 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 ever been. This dream has got me all shook up, so dreaming nice and tell me what it means. Hey. Hey, 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 Joanne, won't you please tell a pharaoh, what does it mean? Oh, yeah.
Well, I understand the bit about the corn, but I'm not quite sure about the cows. So I was wondering if you could tell me just one more time.
Mr. Feral Man, please.
Hey, 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 Joseph! Won't you please tell a pharaoh? What does this crazy, 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 crazy dream mean? Oh, yeah!
7 years of bumper crops are on their way. Years of plenty, endless wheat, and tons of hay. Your farms will boom, there won't be room to store the surplus food you grow. After that, the future doesn't look so bright. Egypt's luck will change completely overnight. And famine's hand will stock the land with food at all-time low. Noble king, there is no doubt what your dreams are all about. All these things you saw in your pajamas are a long-range forecast for your farmers. And I'm sure it's crossed your mind what it is you have to find. Find a man to lead you through the famine with a flair for economic planning. But who this man could be, I just don't know.
Who this man could be, I just don't know.
Who this man could be, I just don't know.
Who this man.
Joseph is a clever kid. Who'd have thought that 14 cows could mean the things he said they did? Joseph, you must help me further. I have found a job for you. You shall lead us through this crisis. You shall be my number two.
Pharaoh told his guards to fetch a chisel from the local store, whereupon he ordered them to cut the chains that Joseph wore. Joseph got a royal pardon and a host of splendid things: a chariot of gold, a cloak, a medal, and some signet rings. Joseph, Pharaoh's number two.
Joseph,
Egypt looks beautiful. Joseph, Pharaoh's number two.
Joseph,
Pharaoh's number two. just as Joseph said. Joseph saw that food was gathered ready for the years ahead. 7 years of famine followed. Egypt did not mind a bit. The first recorded rationing in history was a hit.
But is that you and me? I was wise to have chosen you. You'll be wise to agree. Baffle Abraham, but now we're a partnership. It's just a piece of cake.
Greatest man is Noah, only goes to show up.
Anyone from anywhere can make it if they get a lucky break.
This could be a happy ending, perfect place to stop the show. Joseph, after all, has gone about as far as he can go. But I'm sure that Jacob and his other sons have crossed your mind. How have famine hit the family? Joseph left me.
And we'll actually find out what happens with the family next week. I was going to continue, but yeah, it's getting a little late. So it's approaching 11 o'clock Eastern time. So yeah. Hope, and I've got to go eat dinner anyway. So guacamole chips from a restaurant, you know, called Roberto's. So, you know, I hope that you guys have enjoyed the show. If you want to contact me, http://amazonmikearrie.org /contact.php. Let me give that again. http://m/mikearrie.org/contact.php. Twitter is @MikeArrie1. Twitter for the show is TCJWB, and Twitter for the station, follow only please, is TFFP Radio. I hope that you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.